Tina, Peter, Albert, Natalie, number 13. Oh, that's a good stretch. Stuff. Mhm. Yeah. Oh yeah, I feel that. Yeah. That is giddy up stuff. Yeah. Seamlessly, I just put that together because it stopped when I was about to say giddy up, and it's too many tracks, not optimized. I'm like, what the hell? I got a gig of RAM. Have a cry. So, I closed Google Earth because you know it takes up a lot of space, I guess. And yeah, now it's all giddy up. And see, the thing is, I was looking at Google Earth for most of the evening today, and this is gonna be a quick show, I can promise you. And I was looking at Dubai because I noticed that some of the images on Google Earth on the northern beaches have been updated, like up near Palm Beach and stuff. That wasn't, they were really crappy before, but now they're nice and clear and you can see stuff now. Giddy up. And then I thought, okay, yeah, I'll have a look at some other places, and, you know, like Hamilton Island, where I went at the start of the holidays, and Lindeman Island, which, you know, future episodes coming up very, very soon. It's got to, you know, all, like, write down the highlights and stuff like that, get the photos together and all that jazz. And Hamilton Island, looking nice and smick as well, but Lindeman Island, they haven't updated yet, so it's a bit annoying. And then I thought, Dubai. I remember a while ago I looked at Dubai, and there's these places there, or these like man-made features there, called the Palm Islands. Look it up on Wikipedia. You know, links in the show notes, all that giddy up stuff. And they weren't there previously, but now they are. And I was like, giddy up, because they look like a palm tree, but they've been built on the coast of Dubai, which is in the United Arab Emirates, or, you know, some place eastern, the Middle East somewhere. Like, you think of it as some, like, Arabia, they're all terrorists, whatever. But then, it's nowhere near Iraq and that stuff, and I kind of thought it might have been. And they're just going, oh, that's my heater switching on. They're just going nuts with building stuff. They're building the tallest building in the world, which is going to be 800 meters tall. That's close to a kilometer. And what else? Yeah, apparently Japan building a four kilometer high building, but that's not even in the finished stages of designing yet. So that's just an apparent thing that may happen. But anyway, they actually started building this one in Dubai, and I'm like, whoa, that's cool. And I finally found it on Google Earth. Like, it was hard to find aerial shots, like, on the internet. And I was sort of searching around Dubai, and they got all these crazy features that look strange from the air. Like, along the side of a road, like, you know how if you're on a highway and then you come off the highway, and sometimes it'll curve around to come up to a bridge that then goes over the highway? Well, yeah, on the curve corner, there was, like, crazy designs in the grass that look really cool from above, but from below they might just look a bit like patches in the grass, but from above it looks like a really cool flower. And I was like, okay, they're pretty nuts over there. And I've written down a few other things that are in Dubai, and I'm putting together a folder of KML or KMZ. The files that Google Earth can read, putting together a folder of them that I'll put in the exclusive content of TPAN that's only able to be found, not from my word of voice and stuff, but on nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. You can find a link at the top there that'll take you to TPAN exclusive content. Someone just signed it online. You probably thought it was on your computer, but it wasn't. I had a few of them last episode, so I'll turn the sound off. And, yeah, so a couple of the... Dubai, they speak different language, so things are spelled weird. Dubai, maybe it's a silent J, like Yogging, Anchorman, that's a funny movie. But that, anyway, that's the tallest tower that they're building now. And then there's the Palm Islands. There's a place called Ski Dubai. It's this totally indoor place where you can go skiing. And there's snow all year round, and there's like 5 different runs you can do. There's a black run with a 60 meter drop, and easy runs, and it looks awesome. From the outside, it's just like this giant white, like sort of sloping building that's held up by these big poles. It looks kind of funny from the outside, but man, that sounds awesome. And yeah. And there's the Jumeirah Islands, and they're not actually like an island out on the ocean. They're just like, they've dug a hole in the sand. Like, this is all, this is like Arabia or Arab land, where it's all just sand. It's just like brown, orangey sand, just forever. And they're building on it, and they must have like dug a big hole, and they've put all these like, all this water in, and then they've got islands on it, and it looks nuts. Like, They're not completely separate from the mainland or anything. So it's all joined, but there's like they're little circles in this water. Looks pretty cool. And I'll definitely put that on the exclusive content of T-Pan. So check that out. It'll be soon. Don't you worry. And I was just watching. It's 8:29 p.m. and I'm gonna watch Law and Order at 8:30 because it's really, I'm getting interested in it. I never used to watch it, now do. Anyway, I was a bit distracted before by, there's this new show on Channel 7 called True Stories, and last week it was about a boy. Yeah, I won't go into that, but this week it's about Sophie D'Alessio, who I've talked about before, and she's the girl that's been run over by a car twice, and she's 5 years old, and she's still cranking on. Go Sophie. And tonight her show is all about what's happened is on, and I'm recording it, and I'll see if, because people who, everyone in Australia pretty much knows who she is, and she's just like this little girl from Sydney who's just been through so many tragic things. It's horrible, but people overseas might not have heard much about it. I mean, I know people heard about the minor thing, like they had a thing on the Today Show in America, don't know if the UK got any wind of that, but I'll make sure that somehow you guys might be able to see this half-hour episode of True Stories. I think it's a half hour. Yeah, it's weird being a half hour. Normally these sort of things are around an hour or more. I don't know. I think it's illegal to put something like that on YouTube. I'm not sure, but I don't know. Maybe I can post it in the feed or something. Let me know if I'm just getting myself into a court case here. Another technical thing I was just wondering about was when I download a song as a podcaster, I can download songs from the Podsafe Music Network, and they download as their MP3s, but they're a QuickTime icon rather than an iTunes icon. I don't get it. Can anyone explain that? I think I asked about this a while ago, but yeah, why does it download from there as a QuickTime? So it opens in QuickTime instead of iTunes, so you got to import it into iTunes. So if anyone could let me know why that is it like some secure way of doing it or something? Just, yeah, I would be very quite interested. And now a word from our sponsor. Giddy up. This has been a word from our sponsor. Hey, yeah, my, the love dentist made that a little while ago, and finally I got to put it in the show. I'd definitely say that The Love Dentist will be on an episode coming up very, very soon. Not sure what he said he was going to speak about, but yeah, I'll let you know when he's coming up again, because that's always exciting. Episode 12, if you haven't heard of The Love Dentist before. Last couple of things I just wanted to mention. If you haven't heard of seventh sudden infection, well then, you're retarded. Because I've been talking about them quite a bit and I'm a bit obsessed and can't stop thinking about it. I woke up this morning at 12. That would be, no, this afternoon at 12. And I listened to Seventh Son until 1 p.m. So, that was me talking through my shirt, by the way. Well, my pajamas that I've had on all day, but that's another story. Anyway, so I'm a bit obsessed. But, and if you're obsessed and you haven't heard of it yet, there's these flyers that you can, you know, download from J.C. Hutchins' website, which is jchutchins.net. And you go to the 7th Avenue team and you go and check out the flyers and you download them, print them off, black and white or color, whatever. And say, I was trying to think of a good place to put one up, put some up around my area. And I was thinking of Ringham Mall where I work, but you know, I don't want to get like, I don't want to post them up all in random places because they might, you know, security might go to the website and go, "Hey, JC, what are you doing?" So, I don't know, but telegraph poles, I've got one at, no, I've got one near my house. But, you know, I live in a neighborhood where it's like a dead-end street, so not many people are going to come down the dead-end street, that kind of thing. But bus stops, I was thinking some bus stops. I'm just going to, like, print off heaps of them and just cover. But then again, advertisers pay to have advertising on bus stops. I just don't want to get in trouble. I'll put a couple over an advertisement on a bus stop. Yeah, oh, this is so exciting. Oh, I'm not going to do this tomorrow. Anyway, Law and Order's on now. You know, a little bit of a pause. You won't notice anything at all because, you know, I'm not going to just sit in front of the TV just going, "Oh my god, that was scary. Oh, that guy just got shot. Ooh, that's a bit gruesome. Huh. I didn't know that you could do that in court." That kind of stuff. Although one day, I've got so many ideas, but I have to go back to college next week and, oh man, I've just been holidaying these holidays rather than doing stuff. But yeah, I'm going to be recording it, as I've said, way back ago. Recording a Family Guy episode. Yeah? 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 No, that was in your mind just going, "What the hell is going on? It's repeating itself. It's skipping. Oh my god." And that was me just talking to Dad. Great talk, eh? Anyway, Law and Order time. Yeah, I'll pause it, you know, magic stuff where you won't even hear what's going on. But yeah, Family Guy, look out for something where I'm going to be watching Family Guy live. Like, so, shut up, Derek. If you're a loyal listener, you know what I'm talking about. I'll be back soon. Oh my god, bloody Big Brother again. Some guy's looking at what he's done in the house because he's been evicted. Whoop-de-frickin-do. Anyway, thought I'd also mention about what I did last night. The suspense is killing you, isn't it? You just want to know. You want to know what Derek's been doing. And now you will. So, we were planning a couple of days ago maybe to go out to Manly, the Stain, which is like a nightclub. Or, yeah, like a club, you know, music and drinking and stuff. And as you all know, I don't drink, blah, 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 blah. And I was arranging that with Matt F, my friend. And it was just sort of like a quick little thing. "Oh, you want to do something on the weekend?" "Yeah, whatever." And when Matt comes along, you know, and Matt and me, we get a bit of a gang together. Not a gang. Bunch of friends, you know, whoop-de-doo. And then that sort of failed, and okay, I worked on Saturday till 5. Takes me an hour to get home, even though, like, I do work, like, 15 minutes away, but then you gotta wait 15 minutes after 5 for the bus to leave, and then, you know, it gets halfway at this time, and you gotta change buses, whoop-de-doo. So I get home about 6, and then I go and start getting ready to go out and stuff, because I plan to leave at about 7:30, get to places at 8, and then I went on MSN, spoke to some people, and there was a million people. It's weird. At the end of the holidays, even if people don't have college holidays or don't go to college and stuff like that, at the end of the holidays, pretty much everyone I know is online. It was so weird. Anyway, I was speaking to my girlfriend, Sarah, and she's like, "Oh, we're going out with Chris and his one of a friend of his that's a girl, like not girlfriend, but a friend that's a girl." And yeah, we're going to the city, and we're gonna be there by 10:30. We're gonna leave at 1. I'm like, okay, change of plans, but whatever. And so drove there, and Chris paid for parking, yippee. And we had a pretty good time. We mainly hung out at well, we went to go to the Art House Hotel on Pitt Street, but it was kind of packed. And then we went and checked out another place, Star Bar, which was just gay. And then we decided to go back to the art house. We waited about 5-10 minutes. We got in, and then we found out that it was we didn't get in because we found out that it was a $25 entry fee. And we're like, screw that. We're only planning on being there for 20 minutes and then hopping on to the next nightclub because there's heaps in the city. And then we decided to walk down to Circular Quay, and we went to the Ship Inn, which was pretty quiet for a Saturday night, and the girls and Chris got a drink, and then we headed along to the Rocks area, which is like Circular Quay, and went to Cruise Bar, which we thought which looks awesome from the outside because it's the international shipping like ship terminal, but like cruise ship. There's a big terminal there where international big ships come in, and you can get on there. But there's a bar right next to it, not a bar, but like a nightclub bar thing next to it, and really nice view of the opera house and everything like that. And we went there, sat there for a bit, and then we decided to go home from there. Giddy up. And that's why I woke up at noon, because I got home at 3, because I dropped two people home at 5 million different places. So yeah, that's what I did. I'm gonna go see if Law and Order's on now. My God, it's still going. Anyway, I just wanted to say, about GoDaddy. I was just sort of thinking, how I said a while ago how it doesn't have a very neat website, that kind of things, but I really liked it because it was like $6.95 when I used a promo code from one of the Podshow podcasts. $6.95 for a year of having a domain name, and you get all this other crap with it, but I haven't really used that yet. And one good thing is, I don't get any spam or crap from them or anything like that. Like, I don't even get any emails from them because I think I probably said, no, don't send me any emails. But, and the annoying thing is, like, I don't know. I signed up to a Victoria's Secret a while ago because I was searching around stuff for my girlfriend. And even though, like, the shop's here, but I was just looking to see because I went there when I was in America and they got really nice body lotion and stuff. But that's the thing for the gay moment, heterosexual, whatever. And yeah, I keep getting emails from them, like bloody crap. Just man, what did I get? Oh, I think I deleted it already. But I keep getting like newsletters from like every 2 days from bloody Victoria's Secret, so I gotta turn that off somehow. And that's pretty much the end of that show for today. Episode 30 of T-Pan is rounding off to a close. If you don't know what a website is, then you're obviously probably not listening to this. But if you do know what a website is, you can go to this one that I found the other day called, I think the URL, is that Universal Resource Linkage? Oh, yeah. Let's see, it was nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. And it looks pretty neat website, pretty cool. Have a check it out. And if you want to email me, my email is nothingpodshow@gmail.com. And hey, if you haven't heard of the Grey Section podcast, give it a whack. Give it a hit. Give it a listen. No, that's the one. I was looking at words in the dictionary. Give it a listen and check it out. Make sure you email the good old Samantha because she hasn't done many shows lately and I think she needs a bit of support because she's got a giddy up show and like. The name The Grey Section Podcast is just awesome. And you want to know where you want to find that, hey? Because you're just like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Get him off. I want to listen to this Grey Section stuff he's talking about. Sounds much more interesting than his crap. So it's graysection.blogspot.com. Wait, let me just double check that, because I think. Oh yeah, I'm so good. Graysection.blogspot.com. We'll get you there. So check that out, and I will catch you all later. Oh yeah, a song here that I've got. Where is the on my playlist? Here we go. The song is called Cankles and Gunt. I'd recommend if you have any small children around that you remove them from the country, because this song definitely gets its X rating very well. But I find it very funny. If you listen to Pacific Coast Tailway, you'll laugh your freaking head off. And I think I might have to mention to Mark that it would probably suit his show, depending on what's on his show. It's by the Frozen Popsicle Tampons. I don't think they're going to last very long, because that's a very weird band name. But the artist bio says, a man with hundreds of songs, ... make them part of your own podcast and make your fans happy. Even the two fans that you have need to be happy. I've got more than two fans, excuse me very much. Rock them a little Frozen Pop. Weird, okay, but yeah, this guy's from Pennsylvania, and their influences are Sublime, Poe, Mr. Bungle, and NoFX. I've heard of NoFX and Sublime, but I don't know who Poe and Mr. Bungle are. So yeah, give Cankles and Gunt a go. It's a comedy, and yeah, no small children allowed. I'll be back after the song, don't you worry, for an exclusive tip about tipping waitresses at Hooters. Okay.
This isn't a great subject. You're going to talk about it. But it needs to be addressed. Every girl. Not every girl, but girls know when girls have it.
Cankles.
And they can be pretty. It doesn't matter, man.
The bitch got a gun.
They have.
Cankles and a gun. Cankles and a gun. Cankles and a gun. Cankles and a gun.
You know what I mean, man. You can look at the legs and you can tell exactly what's going on. Dude. But I don't know if it's period bloat, but it's like not a gut, but right above their four letter word.
Cankles and a gun. Cankles and a gun.
You got cankles and a gun.
Cankles and a gun.
Yeah, man, like, it's pretty sad, because when a woman's body starts hitting the fucking wall, and if they already got the cankles, oh shoot. But to top it off, you got
cankles and a gun. Cankles and a gunt.
You got cankles and a gunt. A stupid cankles and a gunt. Yeah.
Yo, I ain't.
That's right.
But dude,
and we don't like to look at it. So dude,
calves are
about
ankles,
that shit, man.
Feet.
Cause you're getting old, bitch. You got
cankles and a gunt. You got cankles and a gunt.
Well, fuck you. Cankles and your gunt.
It's crazy. No, we ain't saying that we're perfect. But we look better than you. It's a man's world, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, funny stuff, funny stuff. I said, well, during the time of that whole song, guess what happened? Went to bed, woke up, had a day of full excitement at home doing, you know, just sitting on Google Earth and looking around and crap like that. And, I have a Wikipedia article for the pod show about nothing now. When I previously made one, I did this whole thing, and it was just sort of like a whole advertisement for T-Pain. But this time I constructed it properly as a Wikipedia article should be, and the only problem I have is the image wasn't allowed on because I made two licenses for it, and there's only meant to be one or something like that, so I have to fix that up in a bit. Yeah. So I couldn't find an image for that band. So I just put a PMN logo up there because it's their fault if they don't have their own website and if they don't have any logos for their band. I mean, I've said it before, you know. So this will just round up the podcast, the pod show about nothing. For, well, it's now the 17th of July, 2006, 21:27, that's 24-hour time. And I'll probably put out another show tomorrow morning if I can. I'm going to college tomorrow at noon. It's like a little information day to find out what our timetable's like and that sort of thing. So I'll put out another show tomorrow, talk about, you know, the holidays I went on and a bit more of that jazz. So, nothingpodshow.blogspot.com, nothingpodshow@gmail.com is where I want you to send feedback. Yeah, that's right. Email me. And you might even win a prize. You never, never know. And yeah, I'm a folder. Take care now. Bye-bye then. Oh, and I put the toilet roll over. Under is just, that's just for retards. Oh, and the little point, just like Adam, love that stuff. Peace out.
Now, hear this.
Want to know who decides what the best podcast is? You do. The 2006 Podcast Awards nominations are underway.
Here's all the details.
Go to podcastawards.com right now and nominate your favorite podcasts. Categories include technology, entertainment, sports, comedy, and more. Nominate and vote for your favorite podcasts. Plus, find new ones to subscribe to today at podcastawards.com. Brought to you by Podcast Connect, Inc., the world's leading innovator in podcast marketing.
Just so you know, nominations are closed, and it'll be time to vote in a few days. Vote.